It's Freaky Jersey Tales, and you already know it's just another day, another dollar we don't spend on these women. Just a quick disclaimer, I'm anti-relationships and I'm anti-marriage. I'm not giving any relationship advice. I'm just reminiscing about my past and sharing my experiences. Now, growing up as a Black African-American man, I always realized there was a huge double standard when it came to a Black man dating a white woman or a Black man dating outside of his race versus a Black woman dating outside of her race. I never noticed this double standard until I first started dating outside my own race. Both of my parents told me at a young age that it's fine to date outside of my race, but to be careful because the girl's family may not agree with her dating a Black man. Growing up as a young man, I was naturally always attracted to lighter skinned women. So whether if the woman is Black, Hispanic, or whatever, as long as she was light skinned, slim, thick, with long natural hair and pretty in the face, then I would most likely be physically attracted to her. If I was asked by a Black woman what type of woman I like, and if I told her I'm attracted to Hispanic or light-skinned women, usually she'll throw a temper tantrum and shame me for it. There was a point in time when I was a young teen, I was a little hesitant about telling Black women what type of women I was mostly attracted to in fear of being shamed. Then when I became an adult, I grew some balls and I didn't care about the shaming language anymore. About 6 years ago, I used to work at a company with mostly women, and one of my female coworkers was trying to desperately hook me up with her niece because her niece told her she thinks I'm cute. I told her no thank you, and she asked me if I was already dating a woman. I lied and said yes. I never entertained her niece because she looked like a dark-skinned, ugly, fat-ass CeeLo Green. And you sensitive weirdos better not come on here talking about, see, he said all dark-skinned women are not attractive. I never said that, so don't put words in my mouth. I'm allowed to have a preference, so if you don't like it, then block me. But anyways, when I told that woman that I was dating someone, she kept begging me to see a picture of the girl I was supposedly dating. So to shut her up, I showed her a picture of a slim, thick, light-skinned Hispanic woman I was trying to get with at the time. And when I showed her the picture, she got pissed off and said, "Why are you dating a white girl? What's wrong with a Black girl?" I said, she's not really white. She's Puerto Rican and Dominican. I date whoever I'm attracted to, regardless of color, and I've dated Black girls also.
Well, she looks white to me. You need to get yourself a Black woman because Black women do everything better. The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. What's wrong with a Black woman? Yo mama Black, yo daddy Black. You must have something against Black women. How would you feel? How would your mother feel about you dating a white woman?
Like, damn, man. I couldn't believe that she was that pissed over the thought of me interracial dating. But check this out. Here's the kicker. A couple of years later, I found out her niece was dating a Caucasian man. And I also heard that the woman who was shaming me for interracial dating was the one who hooked him up with her niece. The fucking hypocrisy. The motherfucking hypocrisy. It's a shame that we live in a world with people that want to dick police. A lot of Black women even wanted to boycott the movie Black Panther because Michael B. Jordan was dating a white woman. But those same Black women that were shaming him were head over heels when Meghan Markle, whatever the freak her name is, got married to a white prince. The hypocrisy. The fucking hypocrisy. I know people like to compare and debate on which race is better to date, but when it comes to black women versus white women, I gotta keep it real. In my experience, not all, but most of the white women were better overall. The reason why I like them better is because most of them weren't super loud, ghetto, or ratchet. Most of them weren't violent towards me. And a lot of black women wanted to be more masculine, while a lot of white women tend to be a lot more feminine than the BW. The white women I dated never swung on me when they were upset. White women are usually easier to talk to, and I get approached by more white women than any other race. It seems white women started to approach me more often after the Kardashians became popular and trendy. And most of the white women I've been with didn't mind giving me oral sex. And the best part was I didn't even have to ask for head. They just get to sucking. When it's go time, they just say, "Give me that big black cock. I want you to fuck me with your big black cock." Almost all of the black women I've been with acted like it was a chore to suck the tip. I would say, "Go on down there and suck my dick."
"Ew, no, that's fucking disgusting. I ain't doing that. What kind of girl you think I am?" "Ugh, fine. You better not come in my mouth or I'ma fuck you up, nigga."
Some of you listening to this may say, "Well, you just chose the wrong black woman because not all black women are like that. Not all black women are like that." Sure, that may be true. But there's a huge majority of many different men that'll agree with me here. Honestly, I stopped dating black women altogether after a black woman I slept with threatened to come up to my crib and damage my property and cause physical harm to me after I told her I don't want to mess with her anymore. But when it comes to white women, whenever I went out in public with a white woman, every once in a while, we would get disgusting looks from people. Sometimes it would be from white men, but most of the time it would be from a group of black women. Even some of my family members don't like to see black men dating white women. I remember growing up, my uncle's wife used to always tell me,
"When you get older, you better not mess with a white woman. Get yourself a strong, powerful, chocolate, independent black woman, because the black woman is queen. The black woman is a queen. The black woman is God."
The last relationship I was in was with a Polish woman, and my cousin asked me who I was dating at the time. So I told her I'm dating a Polish woman, and her face scrunched up and her eyes started twitching. I'm surprised she had that reaction because her dad is married to a white woman. But what I find interesting about a lot of white women I dated is that a lot of their fathers seem to be racist, or they don't want the black African genes in their family bloodline if the daughter were to get pregnant. It's funny because a lot of white women have told me that they always wanted a mixed baby. Another thing that's interesting is that a lot of the white women I've dated told me that their fathers told them never to date a black man. It almost reminds me of the Adam and Eve story in a way. It's like her father is telling her, "Don't eat that forbidden fruit," but she does it anyway. A lot of these women are like kids, so if you tell them not to date a black guy or Hispanic guy, they'll do the opposite because now they'll get curious. They want to see if that forbidden fruit tastes sweeter. They want to see if that myth is real of the BBC. I've seen people say online that the reason they don't want other races in their bloodline is because they feel their race is the superior race. I find it laughable when people of all different colors and backgrounds argue about which race is the superior race. Because if you want to keep it real, our ancestors were hella sneaky and hella freaky. We pretty much all have different races in our bloodline, but whatever. Everyone is entitled to their own opinions. But by no means am I trying to put white women on a pedestal, because at the end of the day, I'm never getting married, never cohabitating, and I'm never having children. I just wanted to share my experiences on interracial dating and the double standards. Let me know your thoughts. I'm out.